The Democratic delegate from Roanoke has been a vocal and very visible opponent of the Mountain Valley Pipeline, which has now received various levels of approval from the federal government and the state's Water Control Board.
For this $3.5 billion project for the profit of a company from Pittsburgh to pound this down our throats, this is the water fight of our generation. And I was just with a group of farmers this past week, and they were very concerned about government and government's control over their water sources.
Rasul said last week in studio on WFIR that the promise of maybe a handful of jobs that could result from construction of the 42-inch natural gas supply line that would span more than 300 miles, including the Roanoke Valley, is not worth the potential environmental risk or the benefits that supporters say include cleaner, cheaper energy that high-volume, job-producing manufacturers are looking for. Gene Morano, WFIR News.